You got problems? We got answers. Kelly and Guy with today's DM Dilemma on K-Frog.
Yeah, anytime you have a problem going on, slide into our DMs. We'll try and help you out. Like Melanie, who is having some roommate drama already. Okay, we haven't even had Halloween, and we already have Thanksgiving drama. But check this out. She says, I recently rented a room from my roommate, and she dropped a bunch of rules on me. One being that Thanksgiving is her holiday with her family, so I'm not allowed to be at the house. I needed a place, so I agreed. I have no family here, so I thought I'd just hang in my room for the day. She randomly reminded me of the deal last week, and I told her that I would be hidden away. She said, that wasn't what we agreed. She claimed that at some point, I'd have to come out to use the restroom or grab food from the kitchen, which is off limits for the day. Her attitude seems overboard. I'm thinking I'm going to rebel and just stay. Am I just being petty now?
Well, her attitude absolutely is overboard. This woman sounds nasty, and I don't agree with what she's doing. Let me get that straight. The issue Melanie has here, though, is what she actually says in her DM. Thanksgiving is her holiday with family, so I'm not allowed to be at the house. That was stated before she moved in. Melanie moved in, and that's the issue because she clearly stated it.
Right. Looks like they did have some type of agreement. I would agree with you on, like, the legality of it. Like, no, you agreed to it. You're probably going to have to go somewhere for the day. But I'm also like, man, you guys are roommates. Like, she wouldn't invite you knowing that you don't have family here. Of like, it's my holiday with my family, but we live together. Why don't you pull up a chair and have a plate?
No, we agree. She sounds like an awful person, an awful landlord. And if I was Melanie, I'd try and get out there as quickly as possible. But I don't think she can rebel. I think that'll make the situation way, way worse and added resentment and more uncomfortability in moving forward. I think she just has to find a place to go and suck it up.
Well, yeah, hopefully maybe Melanie has a friend somewhere that she can go spend Thanksgiving with them. Or I know a lot of people have a tradition of going to watch a movie on Thanksgiving. So maybe go watch a movie, do some Black Friday shopping. A lot of places open earlier on Thanksgiving. So yeah. I don't know.
Or if I'm lonely, I find a good buffet and just eat my way out of it.
Well, you could do that too. Post up at a Golden Corral somewhere if they're open for the day. Do you have some advice for Melanie? What does she do? Does she rebel? Because, hey, I'm paying. Like, let me just stay in my room. Or is there something better that she can do?
888-431-3764. Let's help Melanie out. Well, we can agree that Melanie's roommate sounds like a piece of work, right?
Yeah, definitely. Some of the words being on your social media, totally appropriate.
So our DM dilemma, Melanie's a little upset. She moved into a new place with a roommate who was already there. The roommate had cleared that she was not allowed to be there for Thanksgiving. It's time spent with her family. But Melanie has nowhere else to go, no family around, and she wants to just be able to stay in her room for the day. The roommate won't even let her do that.
Nope, she said, no, at some point you're going to have to use a restroom or maybe come to the kitchen to get food, and that is against the agreement that we have. So Melanie is like, well, should I just rebel? Stay in my room? What should I do? Candace in Rancho, you have a suggestion for Melanie?
I go work at a homeless shelter and serve Thanksgiving dinner to the needy, and they will really appreciate it, and you'll get so much more than staying in your bedroom with unwanted people.
I love that suggestion. Yeah, if you are going to be by yourself, maybe do something good with your day and go down to the homeless shelter, serve food.
Yeah, I think that's an absolutely fabulous idea. Thank you for the call. A lot of people are upset about it. Brian, get out. Get out now while you can.
I like this comment. So from the 909 says, tell her since you won't be using your room for that day that you'll be deducting 1/30th of your monthly rent to put towards a hotel room for the day.
I think that's a great idea. Throw it back on her. 951, I'd stay, especially since you're paying to be there. What is she going to do? Drag you out?
I mean, yeah. How bad is it going to get if she stays? But also, like, it's going to create more tension between you and your roommate, and you did have an agreement because she even mentions the agreement in the DM. So I don't know. I almost feel like you do need to leave for the day. You agreed upon that.
Oh, I agree. I think she gets out because you don't want that added. You don't want to go back to your house where you live and have and be scared to of the added tension. That's no way to live, and that's what could eventuate.
And somebody pointed out here on Facebook and said maybe the reason that your roommate wants you to leave is because she hasn't told her family that she has a roommate. So if you stay away, it still looks like she has her house to herself. So that, maybe it's a financial thing.
That's interesting because she's so adamant for her to get out. Not even stay in the room. It's weird. Are we missing something here? Something like that that she hasn't said?
But here's why I love the K-Frog family, because this is one of a couple text messages that came in. Says, Melanie, if you need a place to stay for Thanksgiving, we always have extra room. We'd be grateful to have you. Hopefully you don't mind good food and a little of alcohol.
Good food and little alcohol. Can I come? I don't have any plans for Thanksgiving.
This is why I love our K-Frog family. Do you have some advice for Melanie? How does she handle Thanksgiving? What should she do with her roommate?
888-431-3764. Let's help Melanie out together this morning.
My girl is banging. She's so long. Well, there's definitely no love with the DM dilemma today. Melanie slid into our DM. She has a little bit of roommate drama. With Thanksgiving coming up, she said she recently rented a room. And when she did so, the roommate told her, hey, Thanksgiving is my holiday. So you are not allowed to be at the house. So she thought, okay, well, I don't have family around here. I'm just going to hide away in my room. That got brought up. And the roommate says, no, that's not what we agreed about. At one point, you're going to have to come out of your room and either use a restroom or go to the kitchen. And no, you're not allowed to do that.
The roommate's nasty and needs a dose of perspective. But I'm going to be sincere for a second. I'm not often sincere. The IE has really, really come together in support of Melanie. And we're getting some great suggestions. 951, Elta from the 951. The American Legion in Norco serves free Thanksgiving lunch. Alcohol available. Great, fun, local people.
Okay, that's a good suggestion. James in Redlands, what do you think about the DM dilemma?
You know what? I don't think it's a dilemma at all. First off, she's not worth being around on Thanksgiving, so therefore she can come hang out with me and my family, me and my friends, and have a good time, but don't stay. That, like you said, just going to cause tension. We don't need tension. That's going to last throughout her tenure as being her roommate. Eventually, the roommate will apologize after Thanksgiving, but it's not worth staying. Don't cause no problems.
Firstly, we love you and want to say thank you for that. Secondly, in case Melanie's listening, what do you do for Thanksgiving?
Me and my siblings, we all get an Airbnb and we just meet up, have a great time, bring the kids. The kids got Kool-Aid and we have our own Kool-Aid.
You got the adult juice. I like it.
Exactly. We must be happy on a holiday like this, so it does not make sense to spend Thanksgiving in a place that's not being thankful.
I think that's the saddest part of this DM dilemma is we're kind of forgetting what Thanksgiving's about. Like, immediately I would think, if she told you as a roommate she doesn't have somewhere to go, why wouldn't you invite her to join you and your family? But this roommate also sounds like a piece of work. Maybe she doesn't want to go.
Right, the 909 says it perfectly. The roommate's a nut job.
Yeah, seriously. Maria even weighed in on her Facebook and says, tenants have rights, so if it's not on paper, it didn't happen. If she tries to kick you out before then, she legally has to evict you. But I would start by maybe finding somewhere to move out to. Nobody wants to deal with somebody like that.
There's something so obnoxious of her saying, if you stay in the house, even in your room, you will eventually need to go to the bathroom and you'll have to show your face. Like, really? Really?
Well, guys, a lot of people are pointing out that she's, you know, by herself and you're single. So who knows? Maybe a little Thanksgiving Day date.
I'm always up for meeting new people.
You and Melanie?
Absolutely.